1 Peter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Therefore, why? Because in the previous verse it says, in the last part, clothe yourself with humility towards one another because, what is the reason? God will oppose you if you are proud. It's terrible to have, my flesh opposes me, the devil opposes me, there are ungodly people who oppose me, there are even Christians who oppose us. On top of all that, if God himself opposes you, not just the devil, God himself opposes you, there's no hope for any of us. And it says here, God is opposed to the proud. There's one group of people that the Bible specifically says God opposes. We would think he opposes the ungodly. Some ungodly people are humble and broken, like the repentant adulteress whom Jesus forgave, like the repentant murderer on the cross whom Jesus forgave. But the proud, like the other thief on the other side of the cross, both were murderers. One was proud, the other was humble. That's why one went to hell, the other went to heaven. That's the only reason. It's not because one lived a better life. It was humility that made the difference between the two thieves on the cross. It was pride that made the difference. God is opposed to the proud. Whether it's a person, whether it's a family, whether it's a church, whether it's a preacher, whether it's anybody, apostle, prophet, whatever. God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. When you ask God for grace, you'll get it only if you're humble. When you ask God for the Spirit of grace, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace. And he's pictured in the Bible like a river of water. And you know that water always flows to the lowest place first. The humblest person sitting here will be the first among us to receive God's power if God pours out his Spirit. I assure you. Because the water always flows to the lowest place first. And it's not a whether question, you think you're humble or I think I'm humble. It's a question of whether God sees that you are humble. You don't even have to pray for grace. If a river is flowing, you don't have to pray that the river will come to the lowest place. It will automatically come. Pursue humility, dear brothers and sisters. And then what will happen is, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt you. Exalt you does not mean that you'll become rich. It does not mean that you'll become a great spiritual leader. It does not mean that you'll become famous in the Christian world or in the regular world, in the rest of the world. It means he will exalt you over sin. What do you want to be exalted over? Over people? I hope not. Do you want to be exalted to be a great famous Christian? I hope not. I tell you, the passion of my heart for more than 40 years has been, I want to be exalted over all sin in my life. And by sin, I mean anything that is unlike Jesus Christ in my life. In my behavior, in my conversation, in my attitude to people, in my attitude to money, in my service for God. Anything unlike Christ, I want to be exalted over it. I hope you have understood this verse like that. That's how I understand it. God will exalt you at the right time. What is the right time? The time when he sees that you don't become proud over your victory. I sought the Lord for victory for many, many years. And I knew there was a right time. And the right time was after God had broken me and humbled me through repeated failures for a long time, so that I would never lift up my head to think that I got victory by myself. So that I would never lift up my head and look down on another poor sinner or backslider as though I'm better than him. God waited until that time. He had to wait until he was sure that I will not lift up my head and look down on a backslider. Or look down on some sinner, thinking that I deserve salvation more than him. That is the proper time. And that's why God is not able to exalt some of you, my dear brothers and sisters. I love you, and that's why I tell you the truth. God longs to give you victory, but there's a proper time. Already, even though you don't have victory, some of you are already proud that you're better than somebody here for some reason or the other. Maybe you know the Bible better. Maybe you're a leader of some house group. Maybe you preach a little better than somebody else. Maybe you can play a musical instrument better than others. God will oppose you till the end of your life. He'll oppose you and destroy you. Whatever you're proud of, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. That's what it says here. It's a mighty hand. Imagine the almighty God, hand of God, cannot humble you. What a proud person you must be. And what is the mark that you humble yourself? Here it is. God gives grace to the humble. And how do you know you got grace? You know, the verse we have preached for 45 years. Sin shall not rule over you when you are under grace. All these 45 years, whenever I've slipped up, even slightly, in my thoughts or with a rude word, I said, Lord, why did that happen? It wasn't some gross sin, some small slip up. Why did that happen? And God says, you did not get grace. Because if you had grace, you would not have slipped up. You would not have spoken that angry word. You would not have done that wrong thing. You would not have got upset with your husband or your wife. You did not get grace at that moment. And then I say, Lord, why didn't I get grace? Lord says, because you were proud. I give my grace only to the humble. So I learned that many years ago, that whenever I'm defeated by sin, even the slightest, supposing I find a thought I cannot conquer. Why? Only one reason, pride. You continue to get irritated with your wife, irritated with your husband. Only one reason. My brother, sister, don't say she is bad or he is bad. That is not the reason. Jesus was surrounded by the most evil people in the world, and yet he never sinned. Don't say, I've got a wicked wife or a bad husband. No, you are proud. And you did not get grace. That's the only reason you got upset and irritated and lost your temper. At least remember that from today onwards, so that at least you can find a solution for it by going to God and saying, Lord, tell me, how can I get grace? And so whenever the Lord said to me, it's because you were proud, you didn't get grace, and because you didn't get grace, you slipped up there. The next question I asked the Lord was, Lord, show me where I am proud. And sometimes the Lord would show me something that happened the previous week where God blessed me in some way and I was not quick to give the glory to God. I felt a little spiritual pride. I'm ashamed of it. But that's happened so often in the past that now I'm very quick to immediately not touch the glory of God. Do you know when you take credit for something that God did through you, you're touching the glory of God? You're touching something that's holy. And if you did that in the old covenant, you'd be smitten dead immediately. Uzzah once touched the ark of God. He just touched it. And he was smitten to death. Thank God we are under the new covenant. Have you touched the glory of God somewhere? Have you taken credit for your well-behaved children? God have mercy on you. Have you taken credit for the way you have prospered in your work or grown spiritually? God have mercy on you. You look down on others, thinking that you're better than them, instead of recognizing that it is God's mercy that's made you what you are.